Hello, I'm Michael Washam. I'm a technical evangelist with the Windows Azure team, and I'm here with Tina Stewart, who's a lead program manager with Windows Azure Traffic Manager. Today we're going to talk about some exciting new features coming up with a Windows Azure Traffic Manager release. And Tina, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do?
Oh, well, I am the PM for Traffic Manager, and my job is to make sure that the requirements get set up and that everything happens on time. And so actually we're getting ready to ship some big release happening. We're still in CTP, but we're going to publish our REST API and do some other improvements that I can go into if you want.
No, that sounds awesome. Okay, so for people that aren't overly familiar with Traffic Manager, would you mind getting up on the marker board and just kind of giving an overview, show them why they would use it?
Sure, Michael, here. Okay, so if you're going to use Windows Azure Traffic Manager, it's best used if you want to manage traffic across multiple data centers for performance and also business continuity. So what you do is you have, in Windows Azure, you have your hosted service in data center one. Say this is in the U.S. And then if you want, you deploy it to data center two in Asia. So what happens is normally, if you have just one data center deployment, your end users, let's just go like this, they come here, or they're way over here in a, like in Asia or somewhere else, and they have to home run all the way back to the US. So the benefit of Traffic Manager is that it allows you to distribute the traffic so that your end users are directed to the closest data center. Also, if, for example, this data center goes down, and it could be because it's planned maintenance or because of a problem, who knows, this instance goes down, this data center goes down, this user that is normally pointing here will go here. And that's the benefit of Traffic Manager. So
in addition to serving content closer to the users, it works really good for disaster. For failover as well.
For failover.
Some of the benefits you get.
And also for maintenance, if you want to, since it works in DNS, the way it works is actually you have the domain that your end user. So here's your end user, and they usually go to www.myapp.com. So the way you work is you CNAME it to a Traffic Manager domain. So in this case, let's just call it myapp.trafficmanager.net. So Windows Azure Traffic Manager is authoritative for this domain. So basically, under that domain, we give you we put your hosted service in DC1 and DC2, and this is a really simple configuration that you can do. And then we set up how to monitor it. And this name right here, what you do is in DNS, you point this to the Traffic Manager domain, and then we apply intelligence to the DNS transaction to make sure that this stuff happens up here. You still need to figure out your data center storage. So usually you have a database, and you need to figure out and design your database.
So now that a customer actually knows what Traffic Manager is, how it can benefit them, how can they actually get a hold of it? How can they try it out with their application?
Well, today it's a private CTP, so it's by invitation. You have to basically sign up for it on the beta page of the portal.
Okay.
But after we release in a couple weeks, anyone will be able to use it. They'll be able to see it in the virtual network portion of the developer portal.
So all they really need to do, they need to create a hosted service in Windows Azure. And once it's out of the private CTP, they'll have a little link at the bottom of the portal, virtual network, and they can go in there and configure a Traffic Manager failover policy. Of course, they have to deploy the hosted service in multiple data centers.
Right. Yep.
So with this upcoming release, what other goodies, what other good stuff is coming out with this release that you can tell us about?
Well, let's see. There's a lot of good things. There's the REST API. So in the REST API, you'll have the same functionality as what you can do today in the portal. So create, update, delete, enable endpoints, disable traffic.
Right.
So those will just be available in the format for API use.
And I personally actually had a little experience trying these out. We're currently building the PowerShell commandlets to work with the Windows Azure Traffic Manager APIs, and those should be out hopefully a week or so after your release.
Great.
So end users that are trying this out, not only can you click through the portal and deploy your package in multiple data centers, you can script it out, completely automate everything.
The other things that are available are the domain name will change. So for those of you that are using the CTP today, thank you very much for participating in the CTP. We value your feedback. The final domain name is trafficmanager.net. So what we're doing is we're migrating all the current policies over from the current domain to the new domain, and we will keep the original policies running in DNS for 3 months until March 1st.
So you have plenty of time to migrate.
Yeah, and the migration steps are to update your domain name that your end users hit to point to the new instance of your policy.
So they just need to update the new CNAME to the new CNAME?
That's okay. It. That's pretty simple.
Right. Okay, Tina, and I think the final thing our customers want to know is when will Traffic Manager be production ready?
Well, what we're doing is focusing on this first release, and then after the holidays, we will work on getting the rest of the architecture and the disaster recovery portion of the release ready to go. And so after the holidays sometime.
So after the holidays, we'll have SLAs, we'll have full production support.
Yep.
If something goes down, they can call Microsoft and we'll fix it right away.
Well, technically, you can call Microsoft today and we will do it. We will fix it. It's just that there's no SLA today. Not until we reach our general availability milestone will we have an SLA.
Perfect.
So just keep that in mind.
Not a problem. Hey, Tina,
right.
I want to thank you very much
okay.
for giving our
thank
viewers
you,
a really good insight into Traffic Manager.